So this is where you came to get away. It's nice. No, really it is. It's lovely. It's... no, okay, fine. It's a heap of junk. It doesn't matter to me what it looks like. You're here. And that makes it sacred ground as far as I'm concerned. Did you honestly believe you could get rid of me that easily? You keep underestimating me. The little trap was amusing. Albeit I expected a bit more from the goddess of mischief. You really should be more careful. You never know who will drop in unannounced. I'm well aware you can handle yourself. I wasn't trying to insinuate... Oh, of course, you always have absolutely everything under control. How dare I think otherwise? It's not like you've ever had one of your brilliant plans backfire, is it? No, stop. Don't disappear. Not again. Please. I only want to talk. That's fine. I can talk for the both of us. You know how much I love hearing the sound of my own voice. Look, when I said this connection we have, this feeling, doesn't mean anything. I was only doing what I do best. Making the worst of a hand I was dealt. I've never had a place where I belonged. From the first, I was an outcast. No one ever really understood me. No one even tried to. So I did what I do best. I put on a show, a spectacle, because I crave attention. Never caring once about the consequences for myself, let alone anyone else. I have no family. No friends. I have never had a need for them. And I was fine with that. I told myself it was my choice. I convinced myself so many times that I could do anything by myself because that is what makes us us. It's not that we're destined to lose. It's that we are destined to be alone. I lied before. I have loved. I have even been in love. Each time it was real. Too real. I betrayed anyone that dared to try to love me. Because I knew I couldn't give them what they needed. See, I don't know how to love someone. I've acted like a coward most of my life. Whenever I was confronted by what I did, the agony I left in my wake, the destruction, despair, I feigned indifference. I feared being hurt so much that I hurt anyone who pushed through my walls before they could hurt me. I ripped out a part of myself each time that never grew back. I do not fear death. How can I fear something that clings to me more strongly than my own shadow? I reek of it. I have died countless times, but by my own hand. Each time I came back, cracked beyond repair. Everyone keeps saying we are one and the same, and for the longest time I thought they were wrong, because I couldn't see past my own reflection. I deal in lies. I have all my life. It's all I've ever known. A cruel, elaborate trick I've used at every turn because I could never amount to what I longed to be. See, I always wanted to be a hero. And in so doing, I lost everything that ever mattered to me. Now you, on the other hand, you reveal what's hidden beneath the surface. You bring to light what no one else has the courage to face. It's why they fear you so much, why they have hunted you. It's why they hate you. Because it is overwhelming to look at you and see what they long to keep buried. I know this because I have never been honest with myself. I have shunned away from the truth all my life. I have spent so much time living a fallacy, a lie. I fabricated, never knowing who I really was, because I just didn't care. No one else did either. At least that's what I told myself. I have wasted so much time, and I will not waste any more. What we have, it is not born from arrogance. It is not narcissism. It's not pity or sympathy. It's not love. What we share is deeper than love. It is understanding. You see past my illusions, just as I can see past your eyes of ice. Those daggers that make me bleed from the inside. It's written all over your gorgeous fucking face. We have lived different lives. Had different dreams. But you have lived my same hell, just as I have lived yours. The same fucking struggle to survive, despite the whole universe beating down on us from all sides, again and again, relentlessly, in an endless loop, never resting, never stopping, never living. I don't have a plan. Each and every time I made one, it failed, because there is no such thing as fucking destiny. There is no order. It's only chaos. The only constant I've known is suffering. I'm a slave to it. I have spent my whole life in shackles, draining me of everything that made me want to keep going. Because all I have been taught is that I am unworthy. That I am never good enough. That I will never be good enough. And I have been caged in self-loathing for so long that I was sure there was nothing that could be salvaged, because I was a mistake. Because I shouldn't exist. I shouldn't be here. I serve no purpose. But when I look upon you, for the first time, I am free. That is why we keep finding each other. It's why you can't escape. There's no way you can run. No way you can hide from me, because I see you. The real you. We are the same. You may be telling me to stop, but your eyes betray you. Forget the past. We are a blank slate of something new, something better. A god does not plead. But here, kneeling before you, pleading for you to be mine. You enchanted me the first time we met. Not with your magic, your glamour, your charms, or your spellbinding beauty, but because I realized you are my glorious purpose. The only thing that I have ever craved, the only thing that gives this hateful existence some meaning. Losing so many times has made me consider my true ambition. I used to believe it was conquering all the worlds, but I have had power and it has not fulfilled me. All I long for, all I need, is to be yours, to serve you. I know you. All those lovers you had, you said it wasn't real. That's because something was always missing, wasn't it? Something that made you feel unsatisfied, empty. They couldn't give you what you wanted, what you needed. All your life you have been the one in charge, holding the reins, holding back that fire that burns you from the inside, the one that ignites your every contour, the one that sets me ablaze. You could never let go, never indulge your darkest fantasies, because you couldn't afford to show your true self. Those inferior creatures couldn't handle it, because they couldn't handle you. You are too wild for anyone to tame, except me. And I have no interest in taming you. I want to ruin you. Feel our hands as they touch. That static. That storm that rages inside you, how it trembles. You need it, don't you? To be taken and used like a good slut. Used like the good little girl we both know that you are not. Oh, your blush is so telling. You are my perfect match. Give me your chin. Do not turn away from me. Look at me and listen. Look at me. Surrendering to your passions is not weakness, nor is it relinquishing control. It is the ultimate show of strength, placing yourself in my hands. I would take you to the heights of rapture you have only envisioned. Because deep down, you know that I am the only one who can. I am giving you a choice. We can stop here. You may oppose me, refuse me, deny me, deny the forces that have brought us together despite the odds, the same forces that have tormented us ceaselessly, and now tease us with a glimmer of something neither of us believed we deserve. Or you can give in to me. Give in to your lust. Let me show you your dreams. The ones concealed in the darkest recesses of your mind. Let me show you. Let me show you that you can trust me. do not make my same mistake. Do not shy away from happiness. This is the only way we can ever have it. Because we complete each other. Let me claim you. And I swear I will never let you go. What say you? Settle down. Let me gaze upon Valhalla. Breathtaking. By all the gods, no star could ever rival your radiance. Wait, what are you? You minx. Are you scatterbrained or just so horny you forget that I am the one in charge here? I will not be pushed around, nor have I given you permission to get on your knees. Keep your hands to yourself until I tell you. Or I will... Oh, fuck. No. Don't you dare fucking stop. Oh, needy little slut. Take my length between your lips and suck like a good girl. No playing coy. Here I thought you were more hedonistic than I. Or was all that talk just a front? Or are you trying to impress me? Perhaps you wish to tempt me into accepting your challenge. As your master, you respect me, so I am going to wrap your hair in my fist so we can improve that pace. As delightful a tease as you can be, I have no patience when it comes to you, darling. No consideration, only need. Fuck. Oh, that moan around my cock. Coupled with that look of utter adoration in your eyes. It shatters me to a thousand pieces. That's it. Worship me. Take me balls fucking deep. And worship me. You will take all of me as I fuck that pretty little throat. So fucking good. God. Fuck. You appear as a kitten who has the cream. Get up. That's it, my dear. Lovely, sweet, beautiful. But I still have to punish you. Yes. Punish you for disobeying me. Not fair. Since when does a Loki play fair? You may bring out the best in me, darling, but you also incite the worst. My ache for you will not be quenched until I have stripped you down, mind, body, and soul. And you do not have a single doubt to whom you belong to. The ropes of your little trap will prove useful. Lie back on the bed. Legs and arms spread as I bind you. Good girl. Now, I must rob you of your sight. Keep your head still as I wrap this sash around your eyes. Yes, it is necessary. Because I do not sleep. I live and breathe the nightmare that consumes me. I cry into the abyss, wallowing in loneliness. Made me fear the dark. Because there, I could not escape the fact that I had no one. And I was sure there was no cure. that I would never have anyone. Until you. You are trapped in the fear that I will betray you, that I will leave you. It is an incubus that must be likewise vanquished. Can you do that for me, my sweet, beautiful angel? Good girl. You're so pretty, strung up for my pleasure, completely at my disposal. My, how your nipples have peaked. Are you cold, darling? Shall I warm them with my breath? Or perhaps my tongue. Do you like this? Is it being bound that excites you so? Or being at my mercy? Oh, your struggles are so half-hearted. Rebellion to try and smother your desire to stay. Am I wrong? Well, if I were to slide a finger into this hot little cunt of yours. Ooh. Just as I suspected. Dripping already. You do like this, don't you? Delicious. Your essence is a fucking aphrodisiac. Pleasures, like trust, must be earned. Oh, that begging is music to my ears, but it's not nearly enough. Shh, breathe for me. Focus on my voice. Listen to me. Every sound of my footsteps. The air as I move around you. You may be my captive, but I assure you, even when bound, you entrance me. My eyes are only on you, dearest one. Nothing else exists except us. This moment. Be mine. My hand grazes your cheek. My lips trail across your jaw, down the hollow of your neck. Keep breathing. My hands tracing down the lines of your throat, where I plant a kiss. My hands palming your gorgeous tits, grazing my nipples against the peaks as I caress and play with them. Because you are nothing. Nothing but a doll for me to use. A beautiful toy that I intend to divest of all resistance. I stroke along your luscious curves and pinch that glorious ass. Oh, that groan was heavenly. Let's hear that again. Go on, darling. Sing for me. Give in to the pain, that which will make you invincible. Surrender to me. Let me see you arch your back and struggle against the ropes. Your outrage is stirring, but still so weak. You can do better than that. Try harder. Harder. Or perhaps you really do like this. Let me use my spare hand to delve into that seeping wet pussy of yours and finger your perfect cunt. You can't help it, can you? Soaking my hand with my menstruations. How wonderfully you clench with each strike. You want me to continue? Never let it be said that I am not generous. Cry out for me. Come on, drip onto me as I tease your clit. That's it. Good girl. Are you close? Well, if you want that kiss or release, fight for it. Thrust into my hand. Take the power you wield and soak my fucking wrist as I leave my mark embedded on your flesh. Filthy fucking slut. Oh, sweetheart. Shh. It's all right. It's okay. It's okay. I'm here. Catch your breath. Come on. Come on. That's right. Just hold it. I've got you. You're sane. I'm here. You smell fucking delicious. Coming undone, you're even more exquisite than I could have fathomed. You've made such a mess of my hand, you dirty slut. Here, take my fingers between your slutty lips and suck. Taste yourself. Every last drop. Such a good whore. No, we are not done yet. That was just the warm-up. I assure you, sweetheart, my patience may be thin, but my hunger for you is unrelenting. As am I. Do you feel that? Yes. My blade. A pale imitation of the one with which you carved out my heart. Every bit as enduring as the mark you left. Feel as the blade traces your skin. How it thaws from cool metal to branding warmth like my demeanor when I'm so close to you. An extension of myself, through which I hear your pulse thunder as you shift. I can taste your anticipation. The smell of your perspiration fills the air. I watch, an eager maestro as you dance to its rhythm, gliding along your spine, pressing against your heated ass, up your sensuous curves. Along your striking breasts. My. They're practically bursting. So eager for me to taste and bite. Teasing the nape of your neck. Like an X that marks the spot. Back down to the apex of those glistening thighs, the ones that demand my attention. And the scent of your arousal pierces me. No more chivalry, you have stripped me of all fucking reason. Feel my cock, feel as it brushes against your hip. Feel what you fucking do to me. What you reduce me to. Pulsating need and hunger. You are mine. And I will taste you. Devour you. Mind to mold. Mind to bend. Mind to break. Threatening to burst already. So soon. But I haven't gotten to the main course yet. Perhaps if you beg me sweetly enough, I will be considerate and give you what you desire. To be soft and sweet. Is that it? Is that what you really want? For this to end so quickly? I think you prefer me to be mean. Oh, such language wounds me. But you are correct. I am a beast. Man no longer, and I intend to devour you. Ah, stunning. Fuck, yes. Your juice is dribbling down my chin, my throat. The taste of you. Fucking delicious. Let me untie you. Stare into my eyes. Come. Fall back into me. I have you. Let me caress your cheek. You can feel it, can't you? The electricity coursing between us. What we have. This is the greatest power in the universe. This pull between us is irresistible. To fight it is to fight the pull of gravity. Yes, we are flawed, fractured, scarred. But we are perfect for each other, darling. And the feel of you, your soft body pressed against my hard one, your squirming against my rock, hard cock. I must have you fully, to dig my nails into your hips hard, to bruise as I pull myself inside your slick, aching cunt. Fuck you, so fucking hot and tight. You brand me. Dig your nails into my back as I take you. Thrust with my... Come on. Come on. Fuck my cock as it stretches you. Can you take it? Take it all as I intended to take all of you. Fuck. Come on. Cunt clenches around me like lightning. Cracks the ground. Fuck. You rob me of my very pulse. You feel me. I feel myself dying once more. I will rob you of your breath. Your throat wrapped in my hand. Your hair in my fist to keep you in place. We are going to be reborn. Fuck. Come for me. Come with me. More. Fucking give me more. Give me all of you. Give me fucking all of you. Come for me. Now. Oh. no, 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 no. Do not get up. My arms will be your cloak. My hands your shield. And I will be your armor against the harsh and cruel world that is made majestic by you. Just relax against me. Love really is a dagger, isn't it? It cannot function by being kept sharp alone. It must also be honed after every use, through kindness, through patience, through time, through care, and through love. Otherwise, it is useless. And all of this would be pointless. Let me brush your hair from your face. That's it. Shh. You're tired, darling. Let me hold you. Even if we are never to succeed in our dreams, it is the pursuit that is meaningful. We will repair ourselves through the end of a thousand worlds. My glorious purpose.